This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. President-elect Ramchandra Paudel pays homage to Pashupatinath Temple. Maoist factions decide to collectively confront activities against peace accord. And Xi Jinping begins historic third term as China's president. Now the news in detail. Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the United Kingdom, Annie Mary Trevelyan, has paid a courtesy meeting with Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. The Secretariat of the Prime Minister said that in the meeting held today at the Prime Minister's residence in Baluwatar, various issues of bilateral mutual interest were discussed. Earlier during her visit to Nepal, she had participated in a program organized by the British Embassy in Nepal at the Darbar area of Hanuman Dhoka Palace on Wednesday. She visited the site of Arun Hydropower Project yesterday. Minister of State for Foreign Affairs of the United Kingdom is returning home today. President-elect Ramchandra Paudel has said that he is committed to impartiality, neutrality and due process of law in his work execution, being aware that the role performed by the President would have a bearing on the exercise of the Constitution and governance. Extending a message of gratitude to all after his election to the President, Paudel has vowed to get engaged in the national campaign for sustainable peace, good governance, development and prosperity by internalizing the letter and spirit of the Constitution while discharging his duty as the President. Likewise, Paudel has expressed his respect to former Speaker Subhash Chandra Nimbang for the friendly competition in the presidential election, Nimbang's political party and the voters as well. Meanwhile, President-elect Ramchandra Paudel performed worship and paid homage at the Pashupatinath Temple this morning. The newly elected president will take oath of office in secrecy on March 13. Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghimire has congratulated President-elect Ramchandra Paudel by visiting at the latter's residence in the capital city this morning. On the occasion, Speaker Ghimire congratulated Paudel for his election to the president and wished for the successful tenure as the head of the state. During the meeting, Speaker Ghimire informed the president-elect about his visit to Bahrain to take part in the 146th Assembly of the Inter-Parliamentary Union, IPU. The 146th Assembly is being held in Manama, Bahrain from 11 to 15th March. On the occasion, President-elect Paudel expressed his greetings for the success of the IPU Assembly. The Maoist factions have decided to collectively confront what they call the attempts to criminalize the political movements going against the comprehensive peace accord and the agreement signed in the past. A meeting of the top leaders of the then Maoist party of the People's Movement period, convened at the Prime Minister's official residence at Baluwatar today, decided to collectively fight against the activities being carried out in the recent days and to make public their common views. CPN Maoist Center General Secretary Dev Prasad Gurung said they have decided to go to the people with an unanimous view in connection with the peace process and the transitional justice. CPN Maoist Center Deputy General Secretary Janardhan Sharma shared that the meeting acknowledged that the remaining works relating to the transitional justice and peace process be completed as per the comprehensive peace accord, thereby decided to work for the political stability and for sustainable peace. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal, CAN, has directed the Sri Airlines to ground the company's all aircrafts until security checks of the engines. Spokesperson of the CAN, Jagannath Nirola, said that a decision has been made to allow Sri Airlines to make flights only after thorough checks of the engines. Nirola said that the aircrafts of the Sri Airlines would make flights only after the security check from the technicians of the CAN. With the CAN's decision, no plane of Sri Airlines would get permission to fly. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China's leader Xi Jinping has secured a historic third term as president from the parliament. It follows a consolidation of power that has made 69-year-old Xi China's most dominant leader in generations. In the Chinese system of governance, the functions of the president are largely ceremonial. Mr. Xi's power comes from being him being General Secretary of the Communist Party and Chairman of the Central Military Commission, CMC. Confirmation of his third term as President had been widely expected. The naming of a new Premier and various ministers in the coming days is considered more important. Since Mao Zedong, leaders in China had been limited to two terms in office. When Mr. Xi had this restriction changed in 2018, it transformed him into a figure with a reach not seen since Chairman Mao. At least 9 people have died in a new wave of strikes across Ukraine in which Russia used powerful weapons, including rare hypersonic missiles. The latest barrage was the most severe to hit Ukraine for weeks. It cut power to the Europe's biggest Zaporizhia nuclear plant, although it was later restored. It was the biggest day of Russian strikes on Ukraine since the end of January. The Ukrainian military claimed it had successfully shot down 34 cruise missiles and 4 Iranian-made Shahed drones. But it also said it had been unable to intercept the 6 Kinzhal ballistic missiles, nor was it able to destroy older weapons such as KS-22 anti-ship missiles and S-300 anti-aircraft missiles. A number of people have been killed in a shooting at Geneva's witness meeting hall in the North German city of Hamburg. People say the gunman acted alone and is thought to be dead. It is unclear if the attacker is among the 6 or 7 fatalities reported by German media. Police say there is no reliable information on the motive. Police say they found a dead person at the scene who they believe may have been the perpetrator, and investigations are continuing. Residents nearby were told not to leave their homes amid the ongoing police operation. Hamburg's interior minister, Andy Grote, said on Twitter that the police special forces and a large number of officers had been deployed to the scene. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the hilly region in the country is likely to be partly to generally cloudy today due to a slight impact of the westerly wind. The division said that most of the hilly belts of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces would remain partly to generally cloudy today. The division also said that light rain coupled with thunder and lightning is likely to take place at 1 or 2 places of the hilly regions. Tonight, there will be partly cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, while the weather will be mainly fair in the rest of the country. Meteorologist Barun Paudel informed light rain or thunder and lightning is forecast to occur at 1 or 2 places of the Gandaki province this evening. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President-elect Ramchandra Paudel pays homage to Pashupatinath Temple. Maoist factions decide to collectively confront activities against peace accord. And Xi Jinping begins historic third term as China's president. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.